This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing with Sefer Chofetz Chaim. We're in the Psicha, Lavin, Tezayin, and Yudzayin. This is the final segment of the Psicha. Here we go. V'lefamim oiver oir al iser chanupa. Sometimes you could also be over on the iser of flattery. Shehu laharbei ga'inim, that is, it is according to many ga'inim, namely the Ra'im, Rabbi Yom Mizrahi, the Baal HaToisvus, and Rabbi Shloima ibn Gabriel. Lav gomer. Flattery is an outright lav. What is flattery? V'hu lav d'loi sachanifos ha'aretz. Do not flatter the earth. Kegoin. Here's the case. Let's say you're speaking Lashon Hara or Achilos to flatter the listener. You know the listener can stand Pliny. You know the listener, maybe he's a car dealer and he can stand the car dealer down the block. Or he is a Talmud Chacham, but he doesn't get along with some other institution. And you know a way to favor curry with them is to badmouth that person, a certain person. Shu yadeh, sheyesh la'oseh pleni sinah mikvar. You know that he has hatred on this other person. Ba'idei zeh yimtzachein ve'inav. And by speaking badly about that person, you can find favor in his eyes. V'hu avayin plili. It is a terrible sin. Ki hama'at mimenu. It's enough. It's bad enough. Asher enoy mekayim mitzvah soichacha. It's bad enough that you're not rebuking this person. Why do you hate Pliny? You're not to hate Pliny. Shu mitzvah sase d'oraisa. You have a mitzvah sase d'oraisa to rebuke someone if you know they don't like a certain individual. Lahoy chichay al asinah shabeinu ben chaver, to rebuke him for the hatred that you have for him. Aval gam yachzik b'sipura v'sasinah shbnei mikvar. But now you're strengthening the hatred that's between the two of them. Because of you, because of your words that are stirring up further hatred, you're causing the person to repeat his sin more and more. And it will result from this new fighting. And many other problems. Hashem Yishmarenu. God should guard us from this. So even though you think it's a very clever thing to badmouth so-and-so in front of a listener in order to curry favor with them, but actually it's a bad move because you're over the lav of chanufa. So it's, this is again, the Beret Mayim Chaim says, whether it's true, whether it's false, whether the person you're speaking about is there, whether it's not there. It's, now in this first scenario, the sin is on the speaker, because the speaker is trying to curry favor. But we're going to see this is possible for the listener as well. What if the reason somebody comes and tells you, an important person comes and tells you Lashon Hara, and you're so to speak embarrassed to, like, you know, say, okay, gotta go, or I'm not interested, because you're trying to curry, the listener wants to curry favor with the speaker, that's also chanufa. You should know that this sin in our many sins is very common. Let's say Reuven speaks about the disparagement of his friend. Sherman, the listener, even though he realizes that the content of what is being told to him is not correct, is against halacha. He nods and he chuckles and he says, oh, yeah, I hear you. And he also smooth talks the subject. He adds, you're saying good, I know exactly what you're saying, yeah, exactly, yeah, on the mark. So what did you just do? You spoke Lashon Hara and you're over chanufa. Maybe sometimes the person who's telling you is a chashva balabas. Maybe even he's an askin. Ooh, he might even be an askin. What does that mean, an askin? He could afford to be an askin. That's what it means. And you're afraid to say anything to him because, you know, he's the man. Because if you don't agree with him, you know, next on Monday in Shul, they're going to give you Galila or something, you know? So, Sheyesh Lo Mimenu Toivois, he gives you benefits. He's going to think you're a Nebuch. Therefore, the Yetzihara seduces you because of the pressure that you should just agree with him. That's not really Lashon Hara when you just say, good gazak, yeah, exactly, you know, tell me about it, you know. You think that's, you know,
my brother, you should know this is the actual love of Chanufa.
Even if you just add a few words. Now, why are you only over Chanufa if you add words? Why not if you just sit there and listen politely and you nod your head? The Be'er Mayim Chayim says, in this second case, the lav of Chanufa is on the listener. But it's only Chanufa kishamoysef eza tevois. That's from the Gemara in Soita. There's a famous Gemara that says, Agrifa Samos was reading in the Torah. He got up to the pasuk, Lo suchal lase salecha ish nachri, zogu ein of demois. He began to cry. He says, Achen vai, I'm a king and I'm an ish nachri. They said, no, achinu ata, you're our brother. Says the Gemara in Soita, at that moment, Klal Yisrael was chayiv kloya because of Chanufa. Now, here we come to an amazing idea, that the lav of Chanufa, you have to give up your life not to violate it. V'al inyan kazeh shayach ma'ashenema, regarding this, we apply that which it says, v'samta sakin b'loyecha imbal nefesh ata. Put a knife in your belly if you are a sensitive person. V'chayiv adam limsar atzmai l'sakana. A person is obligated to give up his, put his life in danger. Now again, I want to be careful with the way I'm saying it. Chafetz Chaim says doesn't mean you have to give up your life, but you have to put your life in danger. And not have to, for your soul to have to carry this sin. By the way, Rabbeinu Yoina learns it from the above mentioned Gemara. This is Agrifas HaMelech. If they don't sweet talk him and say, don't worry, you're our brother, he could kill them. And yet, Klal Yisrael was chayv to be destroyed because of that. We see from here that violating the lav of Chanufa is literally a lav that you have to give up your life for. Says the Chafetz Chaim inside. V'al pi ha-Torah tzarech b'shas ma'aseh al kalponim le'eschazek me'od. According to the baseline halacha, at the very least, you have to strengthen yourself very much. Not to support him, not only not with a word. You're not a nod. You cannot make a movement that he detects that you agree. Better to be considered a fool your whole life than not to be considered a rasha b'inei Hashem. We're talking about where you realize that you will not be successful in rebuking the speaker. Otherwise, you are mechuyav to say to the person, keep your mouth closed. You know how to say that. Otherwise, you are obligated to rebuke him. So, in other words, here's another example of this. It's the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, and a guy comes over to tell you, you know, a comment. So, you're middle of davening, you go, oh, you know, you motion, oh. We mean, ah. Oh. The guy's not allowed to talk then. What are you saying, oh? What are you motioning, ki'ilu? You're, first of all, you would have to put your life in danger not to go, ah, oh, ah. Oh. You know, and you're obligated to give him a frown and emotion to him, quiet. Are you obligated midai raisa? Yes. Is everyone obligated? No, goyim are not obligated. But if your mother is Jewish, you would be obligated to do that. If a guy comes over to talk, you cannot make a face, ki'ilu, you're masking. That's a lav of Chanufa. Here's the final lav. Let's say
you're speaking Lashon Hara out of anger, uvashas maiso mekalai gamkein, and in the heat of the moment, you curse the guy. Sometimes you curse the guy with the name of Hashem. Even if you do it in the vernacular, you say G-O-D. Do not curse a deaf person. What does this mean? It means even a deaf person. Certainly someone who is not a cheresh. Chavetz Chaim says, look, technically, it's not really connected to Lashon Hara. It's not coming through Lashon Hara specifically, but I counted it because it's very common. Even if the guy, it's shaykh, even shaloi befanov, and it's only for the mesaper. The Chavetz Chaim asks, if there's so many lavin on Lashon Hara, then why does the Gemara in Ksubas on Daf Mem Vav say, Azhara lamoitzi shem raminayin? What do you mean, Azhara? We have 17. No, the Gemara is looking for a lav meyuchad that you could give malchus for. That's the question of the Gemara in Ksubas. Behold, I have counted, enumerated 17 lavin. Afilu mesapra rakli yisal, even if you just said it to a Jew. Dimhu malshin al yisal b'fnei kusi, if you badmouth a Jew to a oyvei kacham azolis, isura yosigal b'yosuchamar, your isra is greater and more severe. V'nichnas v'am mechlam masar, sometimes you could be considered a masar, kasha nevarim yirtza Hashem lakaman, as it will be explained, yirtza Hashem later on, b'hilchos lajnar b'chal shmini. The harbe mehalav and anal, many of the above mentioned, lavin shechayav ma'aleh misa b'dei shamayim. One could incur a chi of misa, k'maya gnus da alman of yasayim. For example, disparaging an almano or an orphan, or v'al chil Hashem. The harbe mehem shenegeh b'inyun oylam abba. Many of them are related to one's share in the world to come. Kugain malbin pnei chaver barabin. One who shames someone publicly, miskabed b'klon chavera. Lamisha margel es atzim ba'aven achamer hazeh. To one who accustoms himself to this avera, shalashna rochilos, kasha nevar miyotza Hashem akol kaman, as it will be explained. In other words, you want to stay away from this because you can jeopardize your life in this world and your share in the world to come. But if you're Nizar from Lashon Hara, Shoymer Piv Ula Shoymai, Shoymer Mitzaras Nafshai. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha Vatzlacha. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.